From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Yesterday, we told you about the search for a missing Fruitland boy, and today we do have more information. Now, we should stop here and say that this is an incredibly sensitive story. So if you need to take a break for a couple of minutes because all of this information is triggering, we understand that, and just step away for a couple of minutes and then join us back here on Idaho Matters. Here's what we do know. Fruitland Police spent the weekend digging up the backyard of a home. Now, KTVB has been reporting that they're looking for the remains of Michael Vaughn. He's the little five-year-old boy who went missing in July of 2021. So joining us once again for an update is KTVB reporter Alex Duggan. Alex has been following this story for days now. And Alex, I know you're heading back out there as well today, so I appreciate you taking some time.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Alex, what's happening in Fruitland today where police have been digging up the backyard of a house not far from where Michael lived?
Today, they're going in with less heavy equipment, more precise equipment. We are unsure of what that means. I did see a couple men go in with shovels yesterday, so I'm thinking they're kind of narrowing their scope a little bit. They are looking for his remains.
Mm-hmm. And the chief of police in Fruitland has made that very clear that they got a credible tip at the end of the summer, and he believes they will find Michael's body.
So the credible tip, he told me, actually came from another person that lives inside the home. We know that two people that live inside the home do not own the home. The two people in the home are Stacy and Sarah Wondra. They also recently filed for divorce. Stacy is in another jail right now, Washington County, I believe, on different charges, unrelated. And Sarah Wondra, she's 35 years old, was just charged with failure to report a death. Now, I actually talked to Police Chief Huff about this because we were wondering, you know, is this related? Can he confirm that it's related? And he did eventually confirm that they're looking into her not reporting the death of Michael Vaughn, and that's why they're back there excavating the yard.
She had an arraignment yesterday. What did you find out during that arraignment?
The state is alleging that on or around November 12th, Sarah Wondra failed to notify police about a death and tried to cover up the way in which Michael Vaughn died. The hard part about this is that we don't have confirmation that Michael has passed away. We don't know how he could have passed away, if that's the case, just that they're looking for his remains. And I talked to Huff about this, and he said, we just want to do this investigation right the first time, and that he can't really speak on if they have found remains. But, you know, I'm sure that update will come when they are ready to release it, if that's the case.
Correct me if I'm getting any of this information wrong, Alex, but during that preliminary hearing, the judge did grant some requests, and I believe this was by the prosecution, correct? So he sealed the affidavit, and the quote was, there are risks to harm of persons should that information be released, but also, and is this the same as the probable cause affidavit? Because they said that this could impact the investigation if any of this information is released.
Yeah, from my understanding, there are multiple names in the affidavit, and it can impede the investigation if those are released while they're trying to kind of sort out charges. In court, Wondra seemed very visibly upset. She was folding her arms the whole time. They asked her, do you understand the charges against you? She said, well, I understand what they've said, but it's not correct.
And we should note too that Wondra has been ordered to undergo a competency evaluation to make sure that she is competent if she were to go to trial or if other charges were to come of this, correct?
Yeah, and I, from my understanding, that's pretty commonplace in big cases like this. So it's not out of the norm to me, but it is significant.
She has remained in jail, correct? And she is in court next week?
Yes. They set her bond at $500,000. The state actually requested 1 million, but the defense said maybe we could go lower. The judge lowered it to 500,000. And I know she requested an attorney to represent her. I believe that she works day to day. She said she doesn't know her exact income when they were asking about it, and that she's self-employed.
Before I let you go, Alex, I wanted to talk really briefly just about, truly another tragedy that has impacted our state. And this is up at the University of Idaho, where 4 students were found dead on Sunday in a Moscow apartment. Now, we know, as of yesterday, police said that it was a homicide, that all 4 were victims. Yet there was no threat. Yet there has not been an arrest made. There is no suspect. So very, very little information coming out from the Moscow Police Department about this. Frankly, frustrating many people. At the same time, there's an understanding that you don't want to impede the investigation. But with all of that said, Moscow Police has given us just a little bit more information as of about 10 a.m. this morning.
No weapons have been located on the scene. And based on their preliminary investigation, according to this press release, they believe a weapon such as a knife was used and that the autopsies are scheduled to be completed later to kind of more accurately provide information on surrounding the cause of death. There's no suspect. It is interesting, though, that they did say they responded to a call for an unconscious individual and then they discovered the 4 students who were dead. So we don't know anything about this unconscious person or if, mm-hmm. you know, who was involved or anything like that. So that's hopefully information that we'll be getting soon. There's going to be a vigil held Wednesday night. Mm-hmm.
And just one more thing for our listeners, if you've been paying attention to this, the mayor of Moscow told the New York Times yesterday that this was, quote, a crime of passion. He then retracted that and saying, well, I don't know if that's what it was. I'm just guessing that that's what it was. And that's been the narrative, I think, that a lot of news outlets who aren't from Idaho have picked up on. And A, that's a very antiquated way of talking about domestic violence. If this was an incident of domestic violence, we don't know if it is. And to actually put misinformation and disinformation out there doesn't help an investigation. It doesn't help the families. It doesn't help anyone who has been impacted by this. So just for our listeners, I wanted to make that clear that if you have heard that, that has not been confirmed at all. So with that said, Alex, I know you have to get out to Fruitland. We appreciate your time with us today. And of course, we will stay in touch with you.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.